It's of course time now for today's main feature, Checks Today with Jarkka Halkova. He looks at the life and career of filmmaker and editor Miroslav Janek.
The long and varied career of the Czech film director and editor Miroslav Janek began in Czechoslovakia and continued in the United States, where he emigrated in 1980 at the age of 26. Among a number of interesting projects, he has worked as an editor with Gottfried Reggio, famous for such films as Kojaniskaci and Povakaci. Miroslav Janek was born in Náchod in East Bohemia and first learned about film from his father, a passionate amateur filmmaker.
Do you remember your first film?
Of course I remember my first film. It was a love story, you know. The girl loves the boy loves the girl, and then they are kissing on the street, and then comes the angry father who sees them, and he smacks the girl and tells her to go home. And the boy is very sad after that, and he walks in the nature.
You have made more than 40 short films. How do you choose subjects you make films about?
In the early years, in my almost school days, I should say, or college days, I did mostly story films with actors, non-actors, but stories, little stories, short stories. And I would just sit down and write them. Some of them were, I'm sure, reflecting, you know, the inside of the growing person, you know, all the frustrations and pleasures, etc. The last 10 years I've been making documentaries, and most of the subjects or themes came to me somehow. I crossed paths with them. I never choose consciously, saying, okay, now it's time to make a movie about blind children. It doesn't work like that with me. I just happen to meet somebody who says, look, there are these children there. They are blind and they are taking photographs. And I say, well, that's a fantastic subject for a film. Let's do it. Somehow, I would say, my life and my desire to make films just crosses paths with theme that happens to be there somewhere.
You are a lucky man. Are there any subjects that you would never ever want to pay attention to, even if you were given a huge amount of money?
I never thought about it, and I think it's difficult to say no, I would never make a film about drug addicts, or I would never make a film about a politician. I wouldn't dare say, you know, they say never, because there are some areas that don't interest me very much, but who knows, maybe one day I will be interested in basing the story on this person and show that type of society from a different point of view. What if I meet some crazy botanic, some guy who is obsessed with frogs, and he's such an interesting personality that carries over to some more general theme or something. Then I say, I will make the film about the frogs. But now I don't know the guy.
Miroslav Janek says about his sources of inspiration and continues with memories of the early days of his emigration.
In 79, I emigrated to Germany and 1980 to the States. And naturally, I was trying to find work in the film business. At the beginning, I was living in Minneapolis and listening to the radio a lot. And then I found this one station, community radio station, that was to me fascinating because they were, unlike the commercial stations, they had a big variety of programming, every kind of music that you can think of. I just liked the spirit so much of the radio that I found them. I went to visit them and I said, I want to make a film about the radio station, which was a foolish idea because you know how it looks in the radio. It's one small booth and microphone, headphones, and a big racks of with records. So what do you want to do?
How did you do it then?
I chose my favorite DJs, and I would shoot something with them inside the radio during the broadcast, but also I would ask them to, or I would try to invent some stylization of their personality in reality, in their real life. One of the DJs was a barber, for example, so I would try to shoot some funny scene in the barbershop to see the variety of occupations of these people and the love for what they do on the radio for free, for pleasure, for fun.
Miroslav Janek slowly established himself as an editor, a director, as well as a teacher. And then in 1987 he was introduced to Gottfried Radio.
I was in New York City editing a documentary called John Houston and the Dubliners. And I was editing, and then one day I received a phone call from Sasha Hamid, Czech avant-garde filmmaker living in New York since the war. And he called me and he said, listen, there is this guy, Gottfried Radio, who made Kojaniskaci. And I said, yes, I know, of course, Kojaniskaci was in the early 80s, was a big hit in the States. And he's looking for an editor, so I gave him your name. So a couple of days later, Gottfried called me and came to visit to my editing room on Union Square. And he hired me for his next film called Powakaci. So it was quite a thrilling situation for me, because the studio setup on Powakaci was absolutely amazing for me, absolutely ideal. There were three editing rooms and screening and very professional, very high level type of work conditions.
CVs of most respected professionals usually list at least a couple of well-known film schools. The CV of Miroslav Janek proves rich experience in filmmaking, but is somehow short on educational qualification. It is perhaps surprising, then, that he himself now teaches documentary film.
For me, it's a certain type of satisfaction, because during the communist years, I was applying to be accepted in film school, and I was never accepted for political reasons, because my family didn't have a very good political profile. Nothing special, nothing dramatic, but just a bad profile. So I never was accepted, and so I am self-taught, you know, all the way. So when I was asked to join the documentary department at school, first I thought that was absurd, because I don't have the school myself. What can I teach? Later I was glad to be able to make up for the lost time and be able to be in this academic environment and listen to all these experienced and smart guys and educated people that I'm sort of catching up on my lack of education.
How one can teach himself to make films without having education?
There are so many people who taught themselves all kinds of different crafts, you know, making chairs and making all kinds of things. You just have to do it by doing it. First you look at things, how they are done, then you learn it, how it should be done, then you try to do it your own way, you know, using the rules, but maybe twisting them a little bit or using your own sensibility, and that's it. And if you watch a lot of films and make a lot of films. When I was a teenager, I would make 5 short films a year. So that gives you a lot of experience not to make that mistake next time.
Miroslav Janek returned to Prague in 1995. Although he was successful abroad, an offer from Czech television proved too hard to turn down. It meant swapping long and complicated procedures of applying for grants for home and guaranteed work in the Czech Republic.
Is this definite, Prague?
Well, I think it's all just written in the stars. Because, for example, since I moved to Prague, I already worked on 2 films in New York and 1 film in Italy, so who knows?